International climate experts predict more greenhouse gases from thawing permafrost. A synopsis of a survey of 41 scientists in an article published this week in the journal Nature. University of Alaska Fairbanks graduate student and project co-leader Ben Abbott says thawing permafrost has long been recognized as a major source of carbon dioxide and methane, but the survey shows scientists believe the potential to be much greater.
These experts predicted that more carbon would come out sooner than has previously been predicted by carbon cycling and permafrost models. Part of that is due to the fact that recent estimates of the carbon pool size in Arctic soils are much higher than previous estimates. In fact, in the last few years, that estimate has increased by 300%. So it's three times higher now than it was just a few years ago.
That carbon is from dead plants and animals accumulated and preserved in chilled northern soils over millions of years. Abbott says current estimates put the amount of CO2 and methane locked in frozen soils at more than is currently embodied by all living things.
So if you piled up all of the blue whales and all of the redwoods and all of everything in a pile that's living currently, there's more carbon than that in these Arctic soils. So it's just a really giant pool.
The carbon release from permafrost thawing is forecast to be greater than from deforestation, but secondary to human fossil fuel burning. Abbott says surveyed scientists believe the release of permafrost carbon will not be linear.
There's a large spike around 2100 that carbon comes out quickly, and then those levels are sustained out through 2300. So that's an earlier spike than previously had been predicted.
Abbott calls the survey results a best guess at what's going to happen. Research underway includes projects out of UAF's Tulik Lake Field Station in the Brooks Range, is aimed at quantifying the hypothesis with hard data.